We all know it's expensive to live in the Bay Area, and Atiba Wallace learned that firsthand in October when he moved from the East Coast to El Sobrante for work.
In Greenbelt, Maryland, I had over 1,100 square feet, and I was paying less than $1,100. Here I have 700 square feet, and I'm paying $2,300.
So it should surprise no one that the Bay Area real estate market wasn't just red hot, but white hot in the first half of 2018. For example, says Patrick Carlisle with real estate brokerage firm Compass.
Santa Clara County at the end of 2017 and the first half of 2018 may have been the hottest market in the country.
However, the market started to cool across the region in the second half of the year.
Generally, we saw fewer sales, many more price reductions, many more listings that were withdrawn from the market without selling.
Carlisle says it's unclear what will happen this year. Financial market volatility, interest rates, and whether several Bay Area tech companies go public could have an effect on the real estate market. In San Francisco, Melissa Kallross, KCBS.